Natural Resources Secretary Wade Crowfoot recalled the climate whiplash from drought to flood that California has experienced over the past year. He was making the case for Gavin Newsom's attempt to renovate the state's environmental laws using the budget process instead of a full legislative procedure. The Assembly's Water, Parks, and Wildlife Committee took information from administration officials and critics. They focused on environmental litigation, streamlining construction projects, and species protection. Crowfoot warned that as the world's fourth largest economy, the planet is watching to see if the state can meet its ambitious goals in dealing with the climate crisis.
We are not positioned to meet these targets, nor do what we need to protect the communities from these worsening climate impacts. Simply put, it's too lengthy and difficult to get the projects done that we know we need to get done. I think all of us recognize that we have a system that was put in place over time for very good reasons that's now not working very well to deliver what we need delivered, whether it's clean energy, water resilience infrastructure, housing, transportation.
Crowfoot said that the changes the administration is seeking only streamline the complex process to expedite much-needed projects. He emphasized the urgency of the moment because of the billions in federal money to build infrastructure. He noted that completing the Delta Tunnel project was not their intention. But Barbara Berrigan-Perea disputed that assertion, saying it's an environmental justice issue. Delta residents and businesses won't be able to weigh in on decisions that deeply affect their lives if the bills are passed without review.
The Delta's ground zero for every environmental planning decision in California, particularly Stockton. We cannot become the pollution dumping ground and resource extraction epicenter to mitigate all the climate change impacts for everyone else in the state.
One of the changes in the governor's package would classify fully protected species. Sandhill cranes are an example, and the legislation would make it easier for killing them in building the Delta Tunnel. This is just one of many problems Delta counties have with these reforms. Karen Lang said she was speaking for the five Delta counties and their 4 million residents.
Approving the changes the governor is asking you to will cause real harm to the ecological web in the Delta when 40 linear miles of muck to create a tunnel that's over 40 feet in diameter must be pulled out of the ground and piled up. These piles will be about the size of the Egyptian pyramids, and they would be placed indefinitely all over the Delta. And for all of that destruction and community disruption, the water users are not going to get any new water because it doesn't increase supplies. It just bypasses the existing freshwater pathway that already delivers that water.
Chuck Bonham is director of the State Department of Fish and Wildlife. He told the panel why the changes to environmental guardrails are necessary. He insisted that threatened and endangered species would be better protected by the California Endangered Species Act, or CESA, than they are under the current classification of being fully protected.
This proposal is simple. It is consistent with the widely held good government practice of reviewing and updating policies and law. This proposal is also not novel. It's not new. Many experts over the years have raised the very need to modernize the fully protected species statutes and reconcile them with the California Endangered Species Act.
Fully protected designation provides a high level of protection for rare and endangered animals. They cannot be killed or possessed except for scientific research. Mike Lines of California Audubon said changing that would diminish protection of sensitive species. He agreed that environmental laws should be upgraded, but encouraged the state to take a more strategic path to protecting the habitat that species depend upon.
As Director Bonham indicated, the fully protected species statutes are old and a bit of an artifact. And they are one of California's oldest environmental protections, but they provide a clear prohibition on the take of the enumerated species. But there is a way that allows for their take through the completion of a natural communities and conservation plan, a more comprehensive approach where developers can get an opportunity to do, or they can be allowed to take these species, provided that they ensure measures that provide a net conservation benefit or contribute to species recovery.
Similarly, Kim Delfino, representing Defenders of Wildlife, agreed about keeping environmental laws current, but said more needs to be done on the ground to keep species from declining in California.
The reason why advocates have resisted shifting all of the fully protected species over to CESA has been because CISA, while a very important law, has deficiencies. One of them is that, unfortunately, when a species goes on the endangered species list, we've not built our Endangered Species Act in a way that promotes recovery. We don't fund recovery. We don't do recovery plans. And so species are on this list, and they tend to stay on the list. And, you know, we would like to see a modernization of the Endangered Species Act itself.
The Water Parks and Wildlife Panel also heard from state water and transportation officials about the need to speed up the legal process in order to complete projects faster. And they heard from a finance official about the urgency of acting soon to qualify for the billions of dollars available in federal funds earmarked for climate and infrastructure projects. This hearing was informational only, but comments made by lawmakers indicated their support for a complete legislative consideration of the environmental law changes sought by the Newsom administration. Vic Bedoyan reporting for KPFA News and KFCF Radio.